This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a new coronavirus has been discovered in bats in Thailand, and it's similar to COVID-19. But they say this is good news and not bad news because they may be able to use this bat coronavirus to fight our current coronavirus. I don't think anybody had any bat soup with this one either. And yes, I really do want to try some bat soup. It just sounds to me like it's going to be tangy. I don't want to eat bat meat, but I really want to try some bat soup. Doesn't it just sound like it could be really yummy? Anyway, so bats in Thailand have been discovered with a new coronavirus that closely matches the one that causes COVID-19. The new virus is known as RAC, then big CS203. So it almost looks like raccoon, but it isn't. And it was found in the blood of 5 horseshoe bats kept in an artificial cave at a wildlife sanctuary in eastern Thailand. This is according to a study in Nature Communications. Researchers led by Chulalongkorn University in Bangkok conducted genomic sequencing, according to the New York Post, and the research determined that it shares 91.5% of the genetic code of SARS-CoV-2, which is the virus we are currently battling that causes COVID-19. They say it is also highly similar to another coronavirus known as RMYNO2, which is found in bats in Yunnan, China. Now, researchers said the new virus has differences in its spike protein, which make it impossible for it to infect human cells. Now, some of you may be like, wait a second, how do they know? Well, if their spike protein is a key shape completely different from the SARS-CoV-2 COVID-19 virus, and remember, their spike protein needs to attach to our ACE2 receptors, and we don't see what the RMYNO2 or the RAC-CS203 virus needs to attach onto. That's why they feel it probably is not going to affect human cells. But this is where we have good news. Yeah, there's good news to all this. Antibodies in the blood of the infected bats and other pangolins were able to neutralize the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So researchers say that this discovery of the infected bats indicates that coronaviruses are more widespread in animals across Asia than previously known, and studying more creatures may uncover the origins of the pandemic. Plus, they could maybe make infected bat serum and use that as a treatment. Oh, Siri doesn't need to listen. I'm sorry. Anyway, they could use this. Serum. You see, I said serum, and so she thought I said Siri. I got to tell you, is that creepy? These phones are listening all the time. So anyway, they could make a serum using infected bats, and then that might be able to, you know, be used as a treatment. So what does this mean? How is this relevant to anything? Well, while the World Health Organization is now kind of a little grumpy at America for spreading certain rumors, and the, you know, Wuhan lab is now, yeah, see, it wasn't us. There is a focus now on where did this come from. It would be really easy to say it was a lab and it was a lab accident. And like I said, I don't think anybody manufactured it, but I do think SARS was in a lab. And I wouldn't be surprised if there was a lab accident because China had issues with that before in the past. And it was not even just any virus, it was actually SARS. There was a SARS outbreak, there was a mishap where a couple workers got killed because of SARS. So, this isn't their first rodeo. But we do need to be prepared for the next time SARS decides to come and affect us. So I'm confident that they're moving in the right direction when it comes to how to approach this. You know, it's a shame that we're still kind of dealing with bats. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So these antibody therapies, you know, we're hoping to get immunity through a vaccine, through, who knows, maybe we'll use that bat serum. But we have medications like Regeneron that President Trump used, that will infuse antibodies early on so you could be able to head the virus off at the pass. Well, the FDA today, or yesterday, issued emergency approval to Eli Lilly's antibody drug combo for high-risk patients. The bamlanivimab and the etesevimab were authorized to treat mild to moderate COVID-19 in patients 12 and older, weighing at least 88 pounds. I barely make that cut off. Testing positive for coronavirus and at risk of suffering serious COVID disease. The FDA said a clinical trial of one IV infusion of both drugs resulted in a significant reduction in hospitalization deaths related to the novel virus in the 29 days of follow-up. Now, Lilly previously announced that this drug combo reduced the risk of hospitalization and death in high-risk patients, recently diagnosed by 70%. So these results stem from a trial that involved about 1,000 patients added to previous data, and it looks pretty good. So it's 2,800 milligrams of bamlanivimab and 2,800 milligrams of etesevimab. And among the group who were given combination therapy, there were, quote, 11 events, such as hospitalizations, versus 36 events recorded in the placebo group. So that's where they got the 70% reduction in risk. There were 10 deaths that occurred in the trial, but everybody who died were the ones that didn't get the monoclonal antibody. So monoclonal antibody needs to be administered pretty quickly, within 10 days of symptom onset, and before somebody needs to be hospitalized. Now, Lilly's drug combo hasn't been authorized yet for those who are in need of oxygen, but it is authorized for those before they have to be hospitalized. So this is a drug combo that we could use where if somebody does get COVID, we could institute that. Now, that sounds great and dandy, but the next question is, wait a second, this is expensive. And with millions of people getting COVID, who gets the monoclonal antibodies? Well, like I said, it has to be probably a high-risk patient, right? Maybe somebody who hasn't been vaccinated. So it'll be interesting. But, you know, I love the fact that we're not only working on the vaccine front, but we're working on the medication front. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So some of the questions I get is, when can we start traveling? All right. Can we book a vacation? And there's been a lot of debate on that. Domestically, you know, I think it's still the safer route because foreign travel seems to have a lot of requirements that I don't know are going to be lifted by the time your trip happens, let's say in the summer. So, for example, Great Britain. Great Britain residents, all adults, have to be vaccinated, according to a government official. Now, I'm not sure how that's going to help the tourism industry, but Transportation Secretary Grant Shapps said on British television that international travel would depend on everybody having their vaccinations in Britain. and restrictions could remain as long as other countries have not made significant progress in vaccinations. Now, because I sometimes travel abroad, that to me means they might not want my American butt over there if I'm not vaccinated. Now, I'm already halfway through. I'm supposed to get my next vaccine on the 27th. But for those of you that are haven't been able to qualify yet for a vaccine, or you're going, I think I'm going to pass on that one, keep in mind, other countries may not allow you in, especially if you have a connecting flight. Transportation Secretary Grant Shapps said everybody having their vaccinations in Britain, their travel will depend on that. They said we'll need to wait for other countries to catch up as well in order to do that wider international unblock. See, the one thing about politics is once you do something, it's always hard to reverse it. That's why nobody could repeal and replace Obamacare, because once it was in place, it would have been a ticking time bomb, and you would have cut the wrong wire. So once you start to make these restrictions, when you ease up on them, it's never an about face. It's like an easing up, and sometimes it could take a long time for the restrictions to reverse. So as of Wednesday, Britain had administered 12.5 million vaccine doses. I think we're up in the 40 million spot. So that's about 18% of the population. At current pace, the country is on track to give the first shot of a two-dose corona vaccine to its entire population by the end of June. So what does that mean? That means that they, just like many other countries, are still behind. And if one shot is not enough, even though there's a lot of debate on one shot might be, they're still not going to be, quote-unquote, at herd immunity level by June, which is why, you know, be really, really cautious about what you're going to do for spring and summer travel. Now, infection numbers have dropped, and so restrictions might start to loosen. But in Britain, they urge caution about travel plans for this year and advise people not to book vacations either within Britain or abroad. Now, that means, where do a lot of Great Britainers, British people go? They go to America. They hop the pond. So if Great Britain is urging their citizens to not travel abroad, well, now we have problems with our tourism industry. And I don't know about you all, but I live in Las Vegas. We need tourists. Now, some people are thinking we don't need the tourists to bring the COVID variants here. I get that. But there's only so many more months our city can deal with what it's dealing with, you know, before we become even more of a ghost town. So his warning came a day after the authorities announced new travel restrictions, including prison sentences of up to 10 years for anybody traveling to Britain who lies about where they've been. So he believes the jail sentence is appropriate. Yeah, so if you fly into Great Britain and you try to claim that your plane was from Greece, I guess. I don't know. How do you lie if you're getting off the plane and you're going through customs? I mean, can't they just trace you where you know, but anyway, if you get caught lying, and the reason why is they have a red list of countries. There's 33 countries. And the UK and Irish residents, if they go to any of those countries, they have to pay about $2,000 or £1,700 to quarantine in hotels for 10 days. This is a new quarantine system. The government has booked 4,600 rooms across 16 hotels for those arriving from certain countries. Passengers are going to have to book online before traveling with that fee, including the cost of COVID testing and escort between the airport and the designated hotel, food, accommodation, and security. It's actually, unfortunately, I hate to say this, a good deal. Because think about it, $2,000 for 10 days, that's $200 a day, but it includes all your food, it includes your transportation, and it's a hotel, and security, and COVID testing. I mean, I'm sure it's like going to be like a travel lodge or something, but still. That's nice. This is what the government wants to do to prevent new variants. They think the variants are going to be resistant to vaccines, and they want to make sure that they're not bringing anything more into the country. This is something I never thought I would see. You're trying to get home, and then you have to be isolated in a hotel for 10 days. You know, I have kids. So when I come home, I want to see my kids. I want to see my husband. I want to see my pets. Adding 10 days onto that trip, and basically it's their way of saying don't travel. Because you're basically almost, in a way, jailed. Yeah, you got food, and good food. I mean, better food than jail. But for you to have to pay, in fact, actually, they say now £1,750 is actually $2,400 American money for a 10-day quarantine. It's a government-managed hotel room. Now, and remember, with security, that means you are really under lock and key. It's almost like an imprisonment. So that's... In Japan, Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said that the country would begin its vaccination program next week, and they're going to start with medical workers. So, you know, for those of you thinking, well, gosh, you know, I want to travel, and I tell you, I'm also looking at travel, too, because it's cheap. I went online. One of my friends got a ticket to Hawaii. I saw a ticket to Hawaii for $319. $319 round trip from Vegas to Hawaii. I haven't seen those rates ever. About 15 years ago when I had a conference, the cheapest I could get it was 400 something, and that was 15 years ago. So, you know, I want to take advantage of being able to go to Hawaii cheap. But unfortunately, it's just... Yeah, it's so I would recommend this. I get people want to get out of Dodge. You know, if you feel like you just need to get out of Dodge, I mean, I don't know, rent an RV, go camping, you know, get to the woods. It's a shame because, you know, there's a lot of beautiful countries. There's a lot of beautiful things to see. You have a lot of older individuals, by the way. The reason why travel is such a topic is because a lot of older individuals travel. They have bucket lists, and I don't blame them. And there are things they want to see, you know, before they, you know, leave this beautiful earth. And here we are going into our second year and being told that if you're part of a red list country, you know, you won't, you know, get to at least travel. And the UK is a huge hub. It's a huge connector. That's a problem. So, I don't know. I'm really kind of frustrated because I don't think it has to be like this. I think it could be better. And I'm amazed at the moves that people are making to try to prevent spread. And quarantines, you know, do work. Restrictions, travel restrictions. If you prevent somebody coming from South Africa to your country and the South African variant, you know, hasn't hit your country yet. And mind you, there's people in America with a South African country, or a South African variant. You know, you could potentially keep that from hopping around. My problem with that is, I mean, you know, like I said, nature's going to win. It's just not that simple to be able to just, you know, make people stay in a hotel. Well, the more you start to restrict, the more you start to imprison, the more you have this move to want to, you know, escape. So these 33 countries that Great Britain is talking about include Angola, Argentina, Bolivia, Botswana, Brazil, Burundi, Cape Verde, Chile, Colombia, Democratic Republic of Congo, Ecuador, Eswatini, French Guiana, Guyana, Lesotho, Maui, Mauritius, and then I'm trying to, the computer is stalling, I didn't see America on that list. So that's a good sign. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLEN, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top White House impeachment manager Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin says former President Trump clearly incited the violent assault on the Capitol on January 6th and was no innocent bystander. As House impeachment managers continue to make their opening argument against the former president, Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz on what else we can expect.
Well, I think we'll see that the trial continue for the rest of the week. It is reminiscent of Shakespeare, that it is full of sound and fury and yet signifying nothing.
Cruz's comments courtesy of America's Newsroom. A polar vortex is pushing severe winter weather across the United States. Winter storm watches are now in effect from Arkansas to West Virginia as the region braces for potential ice storms through the rest of the week. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Democrats want to include an increase in the federal minimum wage in their COVID relief package. However, the plan is getting pushback from many lawmakers, like Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst.
Raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour will put 1.4 million Americans out of work. We don't want to see that. We don't want to kill small business.
The senator also saying a higher minimum wage would work well for areas with higher costs of living, but she doesn't believe it's feasible for folks like Iowa and Wisconsin.
But when you come to my hometown of Red Oak, Iowa, and you go down in our town square, those small mom-and-pop shops cannot afford a $15 minimum wage.
General Motors' profit fell 4.5% in 2020, but a strong second half more than offset the effects of pandemic-related factory closures and a costly airbag recall. This is USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, earlier today we had heard that Mark Cuban had stopped playing the national anthem before his games. I guess it was a decision he made, as he's owner of the Dallas Mavericks. He had made that decision back in November. We weren't really given a reason why, and it's been kind of a long-standing policy with the NBA, with the NFL, with the MLB, you know, that, you know, the national anthem is played. Players stand, and, you know, this is a time for unity, even though they're the, you know, the sports, the teams are going after each other, there could be injuries and all that, kind of reminds us that we're all Americans and, you know, we're all brothers, sisters, so to speak. And it's just something that we've been doing since the wars. And, in fact, we were playing it in games, I believe in baseball games in the late 1800s before it was even adopted as our official national anthem. So when Mark Cuban had said that he was going to not, he stopped playing the national anthem before games. Apparently that's been going on for a while. It's just it wasn't noticed. Apparently it went unnoticed for 13 games because it wasn't publicized and fans were not allowed to attend games. So according to The Athletic, nobody really kind of noticed. But then Monday's Mavs game against the Minnesota Timberwolves was the first time a limited number of fans had been allowed to the American Airlines Center in Dallas. And that's when people noticed it. So the NBA has spoken out today saying, no, everybody plays the national anthem. So the NBA issued a statement saying, with NBA teams now in the process of welcoming fans back to their arenas, all teams will play the national anthem in keeping with the longstanding league policy. So Mark Cuban had yesterday told ESPN that he made the decision to stop playing the national anthem before home games after consulting with NBA Commissioner Adam Silver. The Mavericks did not announce the change in policy, but they just stopped playing the anthem before any of their 13 preseason and regular season games at the stadium, at the American Airlines Center. Now, the NBA rulebook requires players to stand during the national anthem, but Silver had declined to enforce that rule because kneeling during the anthem became popular as a way to protest social injustice in recent years. So a vast majority of NBA players and many coaches kneel during the national anthem during NBA's restart last summer in Orlando, Florida. That's when the league incorporated messaging supporting the Black Lives Matter movement and other social justice causes in the court design in other ways. In a June interview on ESPN, Outside the Lines, Cuban actually expressed support for players kneeling during the national anthem as a form of protest. He said, if they were taking a knee and they were being respectful, I'd be proud of them. Hopefully, I'd join them. And then he added that he hoped the league would allow players to do what they would do in their hearts. So, we talked about the NBA, and we talked about the NFL, we talked about the national anthem, how, if we don't use the national anthem as a form of unity, what do we use? Already people are starting to marginalize the use of the flag, saying, those using the American flag are on the right. And there's a lot of Democrats out there that do love our flag. I mean, there's a lot of Republicans that do respect our president. It's back and forth. It's not just all extremes. But one thing I've noticed in terms of the Colin Kaepernick start to the kneeling during the anthem is I am noticing there's not a lot of coverage of the national anthem. I thought the national anthem was amazing during the Super Bowl. I forget who the two singers were, but it was like a combo, and it was fantastic. It was a duet. It was a fantastic national anthem, very well sung, beautifully sung. But I noticed that lately this season with football, you just didn't really see the national anthem. I missed it, because I love, seeing who's singing it or who's playing it on an instrument. And I always look forward to national anthem. And so football just avoided it. That's what they did. They just stopped covering the national anthem. It might have been played, but this way nobody could see who kneeled. It didn't get covered in the media. And so it started to become a little bit of a non-issue this last year. And then it became an issue yesterday, or actually this morning, when we heard of what happened with Mark Cuban. And actually, Mark Cuban originally, I thought, was against kneeling. I forget. So, there was a back and forth, but, it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So remember there was a health clinic shooting in Minnesota, and then there were, I believe, pipe bombs found. So the Minnesota man, who actually killed one and injured four after opening fire at the health clinic, had previously complained to his brother and former roommate that his doctors were not giving him enough pain medications. He also threatened to do a mass shooting. Gregory Paul Ulrich, 67 years old, had been identified by the police as the suspect in Tuesday's attack at the Alena Health Clinic in Buffalo. It's about 40 miles northwest of Minneapolis. Buffalo Police Chief Pat Vutke said has not revealed the motive for the shooting, but investigators believe he was targeting the clinic or somebody inside based on the history of him being unhappy with the health care that he'd received. According to Fox News, he didn't like the doctors because they wouldn't give him all the painkillers he wanted. That's according to Raymond Zanstra, who identified himself as his former roommate. They'd give him a month's supply, and it would be gone in a few days. Zastra claimed that Ulrich also posted a sign in front of his mobile home describing one doctor as a quack. Now, you know, this is something that we have seen. There was a doctor who was shot and killed a few years back, and it was over an argument about narcotics. So here, doctors are trying to protect overdose deaths, but at the same time, they're putting their lives at risk, because when people are in pain, many of them feel they have nothing to lose. You know, I noticed early on that I was not that adept at treating chronic pain. And so I would refer patients to pain management, or if they had an orthopedic condition or a back condition, I mean, I would refer them to a specialist because I wanted them to get care immediately. And us family doctors and primary care doctors were under such pressure to not overwrite narcotics that I just knew it was a recipe for disaster. In fact, one of my doctor friends who ended up getting shot in the neck, actually by police, it happened because one of his patients took him hostage and forced him to go to the pharmacy to write narcotics. You know, I mean, you know, healthcare workers put their lives on the line already when it comes to being exposed to COVID or, you know, other illnesses out there like tuberculosis or hepatitis or HIV or, you know, flu. And so to ask them on top of that to tell somebody who could be violent, no, you don't get any more pain medication without giving them proper security is completely it's inexcusable. Now, Ulrich's brother, Richard, is a retired NASA engineer. He lives in Florida. He made similar statements. He told the newspaper that Gregory worked at construction, had to undergo back surgery for an injury he had suffered on the job. He started taking these opioid-type pain medications, and he would call and tell me they should be given him more, and he was in pain. He would call. They seemed to be upset with the doctors and frustrated that they wouldn't give him any medication. You know, when you look at the suicide rates, you know, how many of them are because they're in pain? And these oral pain medications don't always successfully manage pain because they, you know, they start to wear off. You become tolerant to them. They, you know, cause constipation. They don't seem to absorb as well. Sometimes you need direct, you know, injections, or you need surgery, or you need other types of pain that deal with the nerve pain, not so much the opiates. So apparently he had a turbulent history with the Alena Health provider, they said. And I believe Ulrich previously threatened four of its facilities, including the one where the shooting happened, vowing that he wanted to do something big and sensational so that it makes an impact. Apparently in 2018, the patient purportedly called a former doctor three times a day threatening a mass shooting and claimed he would blow things up, among other revenge scenarios. But I don't know what happened. Apparently a judge ordered him to stay away, but apparently he was still able to violate a restraining order. And then later he shot people in this clinic. But 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Facebook is now going to crack down on some of their content. They're going to start to scale back on political content, but they're also going to crack down on COVID-19 vaccine misinformation. Now, this is obviously something that's concerning some people, because what is the definition of the misinformation? Is the misinformation that the COVID vaccine is going to cause you to grow another testicle? I agree. There is no scientific, sort of basis for a claim like that. And, yeah, you can't have false claims online. In fact, I've done some studies with medical students on false information online. However, if the misinformation is there's a report of somebody who died after receiving a COVID vaccine. Can somebody share that report? Apparently there was a Virginia woman where she had undergone very similar symptoms to the gentleman in Southern California hours after getting their COVID vaccine. It's being investigated. That is news. That's not being subjective. That's being news. There's a couple people who have died a few hours after receiving their vaccine, and they're looking to see if the death is vaccine-related. Is something like that going to get censored? So it'll be kind of interesting to see what content ends up being removed. So Instagram, apparently, according to CNN Business, still prominently featured anti-vaccination accounts in its search results. Facebook groups railing against vaccines, they say, are easy to find. And Facebook has been trying to grapple with addressing anti-vaxxer content. Late last year, they said it established new rules to tackle COVID-19 vaccine misinformation after pledging 2 years ago to reduce the spread of anti-vaxxer content. Now, again, as a doctor, okay, we have to be very, very careful saying vaccines cause certain things. However, we also have to be very cautious about hiding side effects. If a vaccine, apparently there was, I believe, somebody who got Guillain-Barré from their COVID vaccine. We've seen Guillain-Barré from flu shots. We've seen Guillain-Barré where the immune system gets triggered to attack one's nerves. It could cause temporary paralysis or permanent paralysis. And these are rare side effects of vaccines. I don't consider a report on that anti-vax. I consider that news. Medications, vaccines have side effects. So I'm a little concerned because I promised you all that, you know, as a radio doctor, I am going to be very open and honest about things I hear. Okay? I am on the side of vaccines. I am pro-vaccines, but I'm also pro, you know, information and education. And I do believe that if we do find that there's a certain population that might be vulnerable to a severe side effect, I think the population needs to be aware of that. Now, unfortunately, people get mad and they go, well, you're going to panic people. If you say that somebody died and it's being investigated, you're going to panic people. Okay, well, look, I don't like panic, right? But I think you are allowed to give, you know, the news. I mean, so I'm not supposed to say that the stock market dropped? Well, you're going to panic people. If you say that the stock market dropped a certain percentage point, then it's going to panic everybody and they're going to do a sell-off. And I'm sorry, news outlets are going to report the stock market. So we have to be careful. What we don't want to do is falsely up hype. You know, we don't want to say, oh my gosh, we're having millions of people die of COVID when, you know, there's flu and heart attack and other things, or they got into a car accident and it was listed as COVID. I mean, I think we have to be very honest when it comes to, you know, information. So apparently, according to CNN, misleading and fear-mongering content about the COVID vaccines, as well as outright misinformation, continues to spread on the platform. And they said this is at a time when stakes couldn't be higher. They say 4 of the top 10 search results for vaccine on Facebook owned Instagram were for anti-vaccination accounts, including Vaccine Truth, Vaccine Freedom, Anti-Vax Know the Facts, COVID-19 Vaccine Reactions. Now, I have a Facebook page that is supposed to be as neutral as possible. It's called COVID Vaccine Experiences, Good, Bad, Neutral. Because I wanted there to be a forum where if somebody got the vaccine and it was a breeze, they could put it down. If they had a bad side effect, they could put it down. If they really didn't have any, you know, if it was kind of a neutral experience, they could put that down too. And the reason why I created that Facebook page is because I was worried there was going to be some sort of censorship, but I was also worried that there could be some people lying, saying, oh yeah, you know, it made me lose my hair or maybe this, and then, you know, where was the proof? So I wanted to try to create some sort of forum where somebody could kind of express what, you know, their, you know, what some of the, you know, experience was. And by the way, I think that has been very helpful because, you know, I've been urging that a lot of people get their vaccine on their work Friday. So let's say you have 2 days off in the week, like, you know, a Tuesday, Wednesday. Get your vaccine then maybe Monday afternoon. Because if you're going to feel bad for a couple days, then you don't miss work. In fact, I hear a lot of hospitals will only allow you to get your vaccine on your Friday because they wanted to avoid all the call-outs with everything going on. So, you know, I'm a little torn because I have seen absolute misinformation. But I've also seen people say, look, you know, I'm just trying to tell you I saw this side effect. Like, remember the wife of the OB-GYN from Florida who went into an ITP where he started to lose his platelets from the vaccine. She posted that, and she's like, look, okay, I'm not saying I'm anti-vaccine, because she was probably afraid somebody was going to take it down. She's like, look, I just want to warn you, we're still pro-vaccine, but my husband's dead. Okay, let me just kind of tell you what happened, you know, with his shot, and we just want to make people aware. So there's this fear that, you know, if anybody wants to kind of, you know, let the public know that something needs to be looked at, something needs to be investigated, that they're going to be silenced, that's going to be a huge problem. So they say some of the anti-vax content continues to hide in plain sight on the platforms. A company spokesperson says Facebook distinguishes between vaccine misinformation specifically and will crack down on posts that express a more general anti-vaccine sentiment. In December, Facebook said it would remove claims about coronavirus vaccines that have been debunked by public health officials, including baseless conspiracy theories that they contain microchips. Previously, Facebook's policies banned misinformation about COVID-19 that contributes to the risk of imminent violence or physical harm. So, you know, it's frustrating because people communicate on Facebook, on social media, on Snapchat, and we do have freedom of speech. But we also have to be careful because there's vulnerable populations that believe what they read, and some of the things that they are reading, you know, are false. Just like, you know, if I see a post saying the vaccine is 100% safe, I'm going to be like, nothing's 100% safe. Just like, you know, an election, the election had absolutely no fraud. Well, all elections have fraud. There's always dead people that vote for some reason. So I think, you know, they really need to be careful with that. You know, and I have known parents where the child had a reaction to the vaccine. In fact, the CDC even said, if you have a reaction to the vaccine, don't get it again. If it's a severe reaction, severe, like anaphylaxis. So already public officials are even saying that. So it'll be interesting to see if Facebook will try to clean out the people or the posts discussing experiences and side effects. Now, we're also going to talk about tomorrow how Facebook is going to start scaling back political content. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. But it'd be interesting to see if there's a disparity between which political side gets more, you know, clean. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead
and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.